Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The last Virginia governor to have a veto overridden was Bob McDonnell in 2011. McDonnell said a bill increasing payouts for medical malpractice cases would hurt businesses. Legislators disagreed, and after a two-thirds vote in both chambers, the law is still increasing maximum payouts in the Commonwealth to this day. A similar override could be in the future for Governor Glenn Youngkin's veto of a bill creating a local tax option for school divisions to raise funds for building improvements.
That was so strongly bipartisan and so strong, so many of the rural Republicans did vote for it, that I think there's a pretty good chance that'll still pass.
That's Steve Hainer with the conservative Thomas Jefferson Institute. He said veto overrides aren't that uncommon. He pointed to another such vote under then-Governor Tim Kaine when he tried to block changes to concealed carry permits in 2009. But he also pointed to the two-thirds majorities that approved the school tax legislation in both chambers. Professor Stephen Farnsworth with the University of Mary Washington said Youngkin may have miscalculated when he overturned the largely red and rural-backed effort.
The governor is perhaps going to be facing more severe threats of an overridden veto because of the way that he ignored Republican concerns.
Whether or not the Republicans who voted in favor of the effort originally now want to rebuke their governor remains to be seen. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.